Filmmaker Paul Mazursky has died. The writer and director captured the spirit of his times in such comedies as Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice and An Unmarried Woman. Mazursky died yesterday in Los Angeles at the age of 84, and joining us now to talk about him is our film critic, Bob Mondello. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Mazursky had a very extensive career. Tell us about him.
Well, the easiest way to see how extensive it was is to look at what he started with. He helped create the pilot for The Monkees on TV. It's sort of a riff on the Beatles back in the 1960s. And his most recent acting jobs were on things like Curb Your Enthusiasm just a couple of years ago. So he extends that whole period. In between, he got 5 Oscar nominations and made some of the most interesting comedies of several decades.
In his earliest days, he even acted in Black Boy Jungle, the movie that gave us Rock Around the Clock. He was very much a filmmaker, though, of the late 60s and 70s. And his movies were very much about that time. How did he capture that early thing?
Well, think about the things that people were talking about back then. If you were talking about, I don't know, hash brownies or something like that, that was Alice B. Toklas. If you were talking about swinging singles, that would be something maybe, I don't know, probably Bob and Carol. Actually, though they were married.
They were swinging marrieds.
Right, swinging marrieds. The old age issues came up in Harry and Tonto. He made a picture called Down and Out in Beverly Hills that was about a homeless guy who came into the lives of some very superficial
Nick
people.
Nolte. Yeah.
Right. So a lot of these pictures, they're usually about something. And let's just take as an example, Bob and Carol and Ted and Alex. Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice, which was about the confusion around the sexual liberation era and so-called open relationships of that time. Robert Culp and Natalie Wood played Bob and Carol, who chastised their more uptight friends, played by Elliot Gould and Diane Cannon, for not being more in touch with their feelings. Mm-hmm. In this scene, even about superficial stuff like Bob's hair.
How do you feel about it?
Okay, I feel it's a little long.
That's beautiful, great. You're starting to open up right away.
Yeah, as soon as you begin to deal with things, what you really feel is that my hair is ridiculously long and that I'm a middle-aged guy trying to look like a young hippie or something.
Okay. I think your hair looks ridiculous. It's silly.
That's gorgeous, man. The truth is always beautiful.
That's great. That's
now, do you remember that era?
it's all coming back to me.
It comes flooding back when you hear his stuff. It was very much of the time and very specifically about the kinds of people that were then.
Do you think that because Mazursky began his career as an actor that that helped him get better performances out of his acting?
Absolutely. In fact, he got Art Carney got an Oscar for his performance in Harry and Tonto, playing an older guy than he actually was at the time. He got beautiful performances out of people precisely because he knew how to draw them out, how to draw out feelings.
Bob, thanks for talking with us.
Always a pleasure.
It's our film critic Bob Mondello remembering Paul Mazursky, who died yesterday.